living on mission does not mean we're just injecting a missional component within our week.
Correct.
But rather, we are trying to integrate our whole lives and what we're already doing.
Keyword integrate.
Into how we can be missional minded. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dad and Lad podcast. This is episode 11, and it's been on a theme of building a Christian home. The last few episodes, we've looked at grace and wisdom, and now we're changing gears and we're looking at mission. What does it mean to build a Christian home with mission at the forefront of our perspective as families? Well, in that case, it's looking at families on mission. And we're going to be looking at, so what does that look like practically? What does that look like biblically? Why do we need to think of mission in this way? Well, there's a lot to be looked at in this podcast. So thanks for joining us. And let's jump right in. Okay, first question, Dad. Why do families need a mission? Or why do we need to think about mission within our family?
Well, I think first and foremost, because God wants every family to have purpose. Mm-hmm. That's essential. We don't exist for ourselves. We exist to bring honor and glory to Him. We exist to serve. Mm-hmm. We exist for something beyond ourselves. Hmm. And I think when we start getting that perspective, when we start realizing that that life is more than the family unit, mm-hmm. we're moving to a much healthier place. In fact, I think it's maybe one of the reasons why some families are struggling, because they are looking in on themselves. They don't have a purpose beyond themselves.
I guess it's both, because we started off by looking at there are things we need to look inwardly. When building a Christian home, we need to have this. Mm-hmm. Things need to be established within the home of foundations,
right.
of grace and being right. able to receive grace, give grace. There needs to be a recognition within the home of seeking after wisdom and how that includes praying together as a family, being in God's word together, and making wise mm-hmm. decisions. But if you're right, even if we do all those good things, if we're not looking outwardly, it is both,
right.
then we're missing out on what God has intended. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's think about the space of families. And when we say families on mission, what are we really referring to?
Well, we're really referring to a household on mission. Mm-hmm. And you and I have chatted a whole lot about this. And as we both know, there are more than 200? No, 2,000.
Or 2,000 times
2,000
in the Bible.
2,000 references in the Bible to family. And in the Old Testament, mm-hmm. the primary word that's used means household.
Yeah, in the Hebrew.
Not family in the Hebrew. And so I think that's important as we get started, that as folk are listening, we're not just talking about a mum and dad and children. We
yep.
might be talking about a mum with children. We might be talking about...
Grandparents.
Grandparents with children. We might be talking about a single person in the home. We might be talking about a blended family. We might be talking about a number of students sharing digs together while they're at university. Is that not what it's called anymore?
I don't like it. There's lots of different ways that a household can look. And in that case, under your roof, how can you group together with that family?
Under the roof. I love that. Because I remember when you were doing with our local church families on mission recently, you had us all go like this.
Make our hands.
For those
gestures
of you who are listening, I'm putting my hands over my head and making like a tent shape to show that we're talking about a household.
And then when we think of our household and what it means to be missional, we recognize that it is going to have to be inward and outward. And we're going to be looking practically down the way of what are some of those things that we can consider of how we can be missional within our neighborhoods mm-hmm. and communities mm-hmm. as family. But also, how can we also show the love of Christ inwardly?
Right.
May even mean sometimes that within households, not everyone is following the Lord. And so there's a starting point right there to be
right.
missional in
right.
itself.
Right. Well, let me switch this around and push back on this. So we've defined household. Mm-hmm. What about a key scripture that will help us focus this whole subject? You got anything in mind?
There's lots, and one of my favorites, which really just spells it out really simply, mm-hmm. in Joshua chapter 24. It's the last chapter of Joshua where the Israelites are about to go into the promised land, and Joshua is saying, listen, as we go, God has revealed what it looks like to follow him and devote our lives to him. Mm-hmm. But as we go, we're now going to be settling into an area where there's going to be the culture around us, which is going to be anything but healthy and helpful in our pursuit of God. But in many ways, they're going to pull us away.
And not friendly to God.
Yeah, they're going to talk about Baal worship, the idols of the culture. So we think of, even within that, every family is placed families across the world are placed in communities where there are idols within the culture itself, and always wanting to pull our attention.
And other values.
And other values, mm-hmm. competing. Mm-hmm. So Joshua, in the midst of that, he quotes one of the most famous doorpost signs, I think, of Christian households.
Yes. As for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord. Yeah, I think it's got to be a top seller on those nice wooden, wooden boards. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And Joshua is saying, I'm going to draw the lines in the sand, and we're going to live for God. We're going to devote our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We are going to love the Lord as a family, not just individually. And I think that's what's really helpful, because God's heart throughout all of God's word is for families. God doesn't want just individuals. He would love to see families flourishing, following after him. That's something that we sometimes miss in our Western culture and how we think a lot individualistically. We see echoes of it actually in the New Testament
I'm just thinking as well of Matthew and us being a lighthouse.
Mm.
Where's that scripture again?
Yeah. Well, let me pull that one up too, because when Jesus comes onto scene, he teaches, he also speaks about what it looks like for families to be on mission, though we may have not heard it from that perspective. We may have heard this scripture individually. But Jesus says, you are the light of the world, and that's a collective you. Mm-hmm. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And this scripture really captures that the heart of God, that family should be a lighthouse, shining the love of Christ within the home. Like, you don't put a light under a bowl in a house, mm-hmm. but also it's shining out so that people see the good deeds and glorify God in heaven. Right. So I like the idea of lighthouse, light from within and shining out. And it echoes also the mandate in the book of Joshua. Say, hey, as households, we will serve the Lord. And Jesus says, as households, as families, shine and be salt and light in your communities. And then I guess the last thing I like to consider biblically, we've talked about, okay, why do families need to be on mission? You mentioned it. Mm-hmm. God desires it, and it's our purpose,
right.
And it's our purpose to think missionally. And within that is, if God's a missional God, and if our families, we can think like that,
I think I would want to add to that as well, that it's God glorifying.
Yeah.
And more than us having the purpose of connecting others with Jesus, is we simply want to bring glory to God.
Yeah.
And so that's why a family should be on mission.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very helpful thing to consider, that when we are bringing glory to God as well, it also is a fulfilling life.
It is.
Because when we are living in obedience to what God desires, that's what brings refreshment. And that's the last scripture I want to look at. In this series, we've been looking at a lot of Proverbs. And so this is another proverb for us to consider. And it says, whoever refreshes others will be themselves refreshed. That's from Proverbs 11:25. And I think of that truth because when families are considering the needs of their neighbors and their community, and they're looking outwardly rather than just inwardly to their own mm-hmm. needs, that family itself will be refreshed. I've experienced the truth of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's also part of, especially for fathers specifically, one of the mandates of being ahead of the home is to help your family look from an eternal perspective and look to the needs of others. Not just consider that you're a provider inwardly, but that you help. Anyway, that's just specific, to my heart, that men need to really rise to that calling of considering, okay, who are your neighbors, who is your community, and help your family to look and listen to the needs of their community.
I'm fascinated that you mentioned men specifically, because I think women do a better job of connecting with their neighbors and looking out for others than us men. Mm-hmm. So that's a challenge for us, even as you say that.
It is. And it has to be all hands on deck. And like we said, any household, it's going to look differently. Mm. We all have each of our own contexts, our own households. But there needs to be a call to let's look outward. So those are some scriptures. We've kind of bounced around all over the place. And I think it's very clear that this is a biblical mandate to be missional. And we're considering that something beyond ourselves. At this point, maybe let's take a break. When we come back, I want us to consider, is this meaning like families need to do more, or is it more of a reorientation? Because families might be hearing this and we have that guilty check of like, oh, I really should be doing more. I really should be being more hospitable and reaching out. All these things that might this be surfacing as we're talking about being a family on mission. I think it's a bit of both. Let's come back and talk more.
There is good news here.
There is good news.
So pleased you with us, and we just want to pause at this point and let you know that Scripture Union has some wonderful resources for you. And one of the resources we have is on being a missional family, and it's a resource that we actually have acquired through our involvement with the international sport movement, who we've been well connected with for many years. And so the resource we'd like you to check out, you can find on Max 7, and you can simply type into the box there, Families on Mission. And then we can also find it, Johnny, where's the other place again?
GoPlayTools.world.
GoPlayTools.world. So in fact, a lot of what we're saying, you will find practical resources on this. And you can go a little bit further and deeper with this whole subject of families on mission. Thanks for listening.
All right, welcome back. We're looking at families on mission within our theme of building a Christian home. And when we hear the word mission, admittedly, this might be a whole new concept even just to consider that, because like I know when I grew up, I thought of missionaries as just those dudes who are trekking it in the heart of Africa on their own. And that's what a missionary was. Very much like David Livingstone kind of mindset. So even to consider that missionaries are not just single dudes, but missionaries can be whole families and should be whole families and can be right where you currently live and in your own neighborhoods.
Right.
But with that, that might bring a lot of excitement, or it could bring a lot of fear or a lot of just questions.
Potential.
Yeah. So I guess my question in probing is, does this mean that families need to do more? Families feel often that they're maxed out. Does it mean they need to do more? Or what would you say?
Yes, knuckle down. Well, it's yes and no, isn't it? I think when I first started thinking through this many years ago, I realized it was a priority issue. And I had to start thinking about, hey, if I'm going to live for Jesus, and if my family is going to serve the Lord, well, then we need to prioritize what we do and how we go about it. And that's challenging in and of itself, because the world is pulling us in a certain direction. We have desires, and we want to do this and that, and we often don't prioritize our family being on mission. So I think as I answer the question, the first thing I want to consider is, so how do I look at and reflect on what my family is presently doing?
Yeah.
What does that look like? What things might we have to change in terms of what we are prioritizing at the moment in order to be a family on mission? So it's not so much adding more and saying, how do I cram this into an already full schedule?
Yes.
It's a matter of saying, how do I look at what's in my existing schedule and set it up in a way in which our family can be on mission?
Yeah. Family on mission does not mean we're just injecting a missional component within our week.
Correct.
But rather we are trying to integrate our whole lives and what we're already doing.
Keyword integrate.
Into how we can be missional minded. And so really is a perspective change, which is very freeing, because you think, what are the things your family, you already mentioned, what are your things that your family really loves to do, or your household, as you keep saying? Does your household love going out for coffee? Mm-hmm. Like if you're a bunch of friends and what do you call them, the digs? Maybe that's your household setup, and you're, as you go to coffee shops, you say, hey, maybe we invite others and we can connect with others at the time.
And how does that then become part of being a family on mission?
Maybe your household loves sports and you love just going to the park. That's kind of actually where my family, just, we love going to the park. We have young kids and going to the park is a very easy thing. So it became just a perspective change. If we love going to the park, I'm sure there's probably other families in our neighborhood who also want to go to the park. It became very simple. We just invite other families when we were going to the park, and they came, they played with our kids, and we chatted with the parents. And oftentimes, because we're already doing that, it just allowed us to have natural conversations, which turned into spiritual conversations with our neighbors. And our kids pick up on that as well, which is really cool. So what is that unique vision, I guess, that we're trying to say that your family already does? Like, what is your family already love doing? If there's three concentric circles, what does God care about? And what is his heart?
Mm-hmm.
And how can you Venn diagram that? What's that middle space, if you're hearing me, of...
To bring those pieces together.
To bring that together. And do that within...
Well, as you mentioning how you go to the park and you invite friends along, I'm thinking of how I like to exercise each day and I like to go out for a walk. But I'm on the lookout, and sometimes Mum is with me and our dog Stoffy, and we're on the lookout for our neighbors, and we will stop and chat to them.
Yeah.
In fact, often it's our dog Stoffy wanting to go and chat to the other dog that is out sure. for a walk as well, and then we get chatting. But then that is an opportunity to be a family on mission.
Yeah.
To connect with that person, see how they're doing, pray with them, sometimes share a word of encouragement or whatever it might be.
And at the ground level, I guess it's within a perspective change. We're constantly trying to help within our family, within our households, look and listen to the needs around us. And there's both a looking and listening to the needs around us within your own community as you're listening to your neighbors and you're hearing what's going on in their life and you're offering to pray, or maybe there's opportunities to help them, or maybe they need a meal, or maybe they're going through some, they need a listening ear, whatever. So you're looking and listening to the needs around you as you are also looking and listening to God, and he's going to direct us in this, and he's going to give you a unique vision. Now, we can't just spell out a formula of what mission's going to look like in everyone's context, but can you imagine if every family was a lighthouse and was thinking in this way? It's like sparks going off across the world of what God can do through the home. It's a pretty exciting vision.
And I like how you've emphasized there's a horizontal element connecting with others, but that is only as effective in as much as we have the vertical element in place, that we're connecting with God, that we're in his word, that we are growing in wisdom, that we know what truth is. So that we can be truth proclaimers, that we are prayerfully asking for his Holy Spirit to fill us and equip us and give us eyes to see the opportunities. I love how you've drawn our attention to that. But I think maybe it's time to wrap up this session, because as we've been mentioning practical things, I think we need a whole session on what does this look like practically, and let's make that our next podcast.
Yeah, and before we do, consider the people in your life who support you. And as a lasting thought, consider who the people around you in your immediate community or around you within your neighborhoods who would say to your household and to your family that they require your support. That's a good place to start thinking about those people practically. And then that can be your mission field right there. And then, well, yeah, let's do a part two and talk about some of those ideas.
Okay.
But this has been Building a Christian Home on the Dad and Lad podcast. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time. God bless.